Well, you know the Dawn Chorus is creeping up on us. 7th of May this year, we'll be broadcasting from Kuskany Marsh Nature Reserve and Cove. That's the main location for our outside broadcast and has been since the year 2000. In fact, it was local man Jim Wilson, our ornithologist based there in Cove, who first suggested we broadcast from Kuskany for very good reason. Mixed habitat and close proximity. Bigger variety of birds, all singing at once. Anyway, Jim was out for a stroll the other day on the reserve, and he noticed a very early singer. You know what it is, a robin.
Hi Derek, I just decided to come out and go for a stroll in one of my favourite places, which a lot of the listeners are very familiar with. I'm here, I'm at Kuskany Marsh, and it's nice and peaceful, and just at the entrance to where we'll be setting up to do the Dawn Chorus, I've got a little friend up here in the bush. It's a robin. And it's got the stage all to itself. Unlike when we do the Dawn Chorus in May. You can hear it there in the background and it hasn't much competition. It's getting in early. I mean, robins will breed quite early, so this one is setting up territory without so much competition, getting in ahead of the group. You know, if we get a few mild days, when the days are starting to stretch in time as well, it can kickstart the odd robin or two. And here it is, just here at the end, like it's almost like as if it's guarding it for us. It's almost like saying, we're going to be doing the Dawn Chorus here, so, you know, we don't want anybody else coming in and stealing our show. It's not very strident. You know, there's not as much force in the song as there will be later when there are other robins competing. Mm-hmm. Whereas at the moment, it's almost maybe like a practice in some respects. It's very relaxed up there now on the bush. It's up in a hawthorn and it's just chilling away and singing, but staking its claim.
Still. Doesn't seem to be bothered by you.
Not at all. Robins are an unusual bird in the sense, like, you know, the gardeners are used to them.
I know the gardener's friend, but anytime I try to record the robin outside my house, it takes me forever because as soon as I take out the recording equipment, it's gone.
Well, that's the recorder's curse, isn't it? You know, it's when you don't have the recorder, you hear the best recordings. But that's what's happening here is that you just got lucky, and it's more interested in other robins. And as I say, staking his claim than it is in being worried about you trying to catch it or anything like that.
And how is he looking?
Oh, the robin, I mean, at the moment, it's looking a little bit dishevelled, actually, that one. You can still see the orangey red breast. I mean, it's not a crimson red. It's actually an orange more than a red, I would say, than a proper red. And you can actually see the beak. When you see it in profile, you can see the beak moving as it projects its voice from its syrinx, which is the equivalent of our larynx. In fact, it's like two, like a pair of larynx, whatever a pair, what are the plural of larynx, larynxes or larynxi. Anyway, it's
Larrys.
One at the top of each section of the lung, the bronchus, each of those. And it's producing these beautiful fluid sounds. And I always call them free jazz. You know, they don't repeat the same phrase over and over again like we'd say a song thrush or something like that, or a chaffinch. It's no two phrases are the same, and it rapid fire, you know, again like someone improvising on a guitar, you know, virtuoso playing really fast. And it's nice, yeah. It's
well, cool. He's getting ahead of the game, as you said.
Very much,
staking his claim, and it is a he after all.
It is. At this stage, it would be a he. Winter singing, females can sing too sometimes to stake a claim, but now, yeah, you're definitely getting into the real
close
business.
Close to the end of March now.
Yeah, the courtship will be cranking up. And as I say, we've already had records of robins nesting already.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you get the odd one or two every year. If the conditions are right and the robins think there's enough food and they get a mild gap between the cold spells, they'll try.
I've seen them prospecting in my garden.
Aha.
And I've seen two together.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I'm assuming it's a couple.
Yeah.
So they've already paired off.
Well, at this stage, I've seen two male robins with a standoff in the garden already.
Standoff. That's how you know
my God!
Males.
Yeah, because they wouldn't really tolerate each other.
Yeah, I know that.
Otherwise,
and because you couldn't tell if it was a male and a female. No, you
wouldn't really. But when there's two males and they make the most bizarre shapes when they're shaping up to each other. It's all about the breast and sort of, you know, threatening. There's no actual physical contact, unless in a very rare occasion they're stubborn, but normally that's enough.
It's a Donnybrook gym.
Is that a Donnybrook? Yes, Donnybrook. Of course.
Did you ever see the movie The Quiet Man?
Long. Yes,
John
that's right.
Wayne.
Where they were looking from Kerry and they were looking over to County Clare or something. They'd spliced everything together.
Well, there's a famous scene.
There is.
Film buffs will remember. And they're going down the country boreen, and Barry Fitzgerald is riding behind them on the horse and trap.
Yeah.
He's the matchmaker.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And Maureen O'Hara and John Wayne are having a row. And he says, is this a Corton or a Donnybrook?
Yeah.
And the word Donnybrook means riot.
That's right.
And that's where I'm from. That's how I know it. But at any rate, that's what it means. I've only ever heard somebody use it once in real life, and that was on a tour on the River Hudson in New York.
So,
and the guy was talking about various things in the history of New York, and he mentioned a Donnybrook, and I couldn't believe it. And I told him I'm actually from that place. But at any rate, so that's what the two male robins were doing. They're having a bit of an argy bargy.
They were having an argy bargy.
Well, kind of. Two bird ride. Anyway, you're mentioning the Dawn Chorus, and we're talking about the Dawn Chorus, and it's all ahead of us now, and you're going to start to hear more and more birds sing early in the morning and even at dusk.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not going to be part of it this year, the live broadcast, that is.
No, I'm afraid work has gotten in the way. I do actually do some other work. I'm going to be on the high seas, which is where I earn my main income from, wildlife tour leading on small ships, and we'll be going around Britain and Ireland. I'll be somewhere off Scotland on the weekend.
So, and 7th of May.
Great shame. 7th of May.
So maybe we'll be able to speak to you anyway.
With a bit of luck, if I'm not busy looking after people, you know, on a hike or something like that.
But we've got a great super sub.
We do. Alan Farrell. Note that name down. You'll say, I remember hearing him first on the radio. Alan, great guy, passionate about birds, very knowledgeable about Kuskinny.
Which is most important for us.
Well, absolutely.
The
local
broadcast coming from Kuskinny Marsh Nature Reserve. Anyway, Jim, we have to thank you publicly. This is a good opportunity because if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have ever found Kuskinny Marsh Nature Reserve as our main location each year for the live broadcast of the Dawn Chorus. Can you imagine? We've been broadcasting the Dawn Chorus in one manner, shape or form for 28 years, but 23 years on and off.
Yeah.
From Kuskinny Marsh Nature Reserve.
Yeah.
And boy, it's been good. Even when the weather was bad, it was still good.
Yeah, we've had it all. Like we've been overall fortunate,
very
actually.
Lucky. Yeah, yeah.
We've had, like, I think, was it last year or the year before? It was horrible on Friday, Saturday, and it was horrible on Sunday. But we
during
got that
broadcast,
gap.
Yeah.
It was perfect. Yeah. It was fine. And we've had rain. And did it ever stop the birds?
No.
Not
no,
once.
Even the wind.
It never will. Never will.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Make a note in your diary. So this year's Dawn Chorus will be on Sunday, the 7th of May. We'll go live from midnight on RT Radio 1. So think of Saturday the 6th and then midnight through to 7 a.m. And we'll be partnering again with RT Radio Lyric FM, hopefully with BBC Radio Ulster, with BBC Radio Scotland and with BBC Radio Wales. And then we hope to hear from members of Birdwatch Ireland and listeners to Mooney Goes Wild from every county in Ireland and indeed the islands. We're looking forward to hearing the corncrake off the northwest coast with a bit of luck. And we may get a cuckoo, and then we'll get all the local species here at the mixed habitat that we have here at Kuskinny Marsh Nature Reserve. Anyway, Jim, thanks for bringing that to us. That was
no
interesting.
Problem, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's such a pleasure to be able to have a broadcast from what is actually a reasonably average part of the Irish countryside. This is one of the other reasons why we like coming here, is that wherever you live, you've pretty good chance of hearing most of what we're broadcasting. It's not somewhere where, you know, you have to travel for miles and miles and it's only that one place where you hear this, that and the other. It's a slice of Ireland and it's a slice of the Irish Dawn Chorus.
I think the robin has stopped singing behind you.
I think it's listening to us at the moment. Actually, it's in subsong at the moment. It's kind of whispering. I can barely hear it. Yeah, you can see the wings and the body moving as it... Incredible.
You know what? It is incredible. It's fantastic working with the likes of Jim Wilson, Éanna Ní Lán, Terry Flanagan, Niall Hatch, Richard Collins, Dr. Matthew Jebb, Eric Dempsey, John O'Halloran in Cork. These guys really know their stuff. And it's an absolute pleasure to listen to them, listening to the birds singing. So the Dawn Chorus will be broadcast live on RT Radio 1 and RT Lyric FM on Sunday the 7th of May. Make a note in your diary.